Hi, everybody. I'm the chair of the Business Practices Working Group, and I think I'm the only thing standing between you and the reception, so I'm going to try to make this short. So just to give you a little bit of background about the Business Practices Working Group, we were established a few years back when DataCite was in its infancy to provide DataCite members an opportunity to discuss the issues that they were grappling with as they were developing their business models for providing DOIs. And now we've changed our focus a little bit. This all arose from the work that we initially did, and we now develop best business practices and we articulate DataCite policy. We have membership, quite a broad membership, but we're always looking for new members. So if you are a DataCite member and you're interested in participating in the Business Practices Working Group, there's my email address. Please contact me. You may be familiar with some of the work that we've done already. About a year ago, last October, we issued the Business Models Principles, and this document can be found on datacite.org, although you have to do a little bit of drilling around. But I provided you with the link here. So the Business Models Principles, the purpose of the Business Models Principles was to provide best practices, best business practices information and DataCite policy to allocation agencies and their clients. So for example, for allocation agencies, there's information about costing and fee schedules, how to manage DOI prefixes. There are some membership issues, such as when an organization in country A prefers to work with a DataCite allocation agency that is not in that country, what steps should be taken in cases like that. There's also a requirement in the principles for allocation agencies to have contracts with their clients, and there's information about what should be in the contracts, such as the requirement for clients to provide the 5 mandatory metadata fields that Joan just mentioned. On the client side, there's information about the commitment to persistent access and the expectation that the clients will ensure that objects to which DOIs have been assigned will remain accessible persistently. There's information about landing pages, DOI syntax, and of course the mandatory metadata requirement. So metadata seems to be even though this isn't the metadata working group, you'll notice as I continue to speak that metadata is a running theme in DataCite. Jan was mentioning what are our broad definitions of data. So this document actually contains the definitions that DataCite is following for data. There is and the sources of these definitions. So there's information about, there's a definition for data sets, data papers, and gray literature. And you can find all that in the Business Models Principles. Another piece of work that I'd like to describe for you is the survey on data quality that the working group did earlier this year in June. And I'd like to spend the rest of this talk just discussing the results of this survey. So the survey had 3 questions. What constitutes data quality? How might this quality be assessed? And what do you see as DataCite's role in ensuring or assessing quality? So why did we undertake this survey? Well, data citation is an emerging field, and it has many evolving roles and responsibilities. And some of DataCite's roles are well known, such as the provision of DOIs, but we are exploring other areas. So we wanted to see if there was any space for DataCite in the data quality arena. We had 52 respondents to the actual survey, and we had also a number of email responses that we also took into consideration. And I'd like to thank everybody who responded to the survey. We really appreciated your input. So let's have a look at some of the results. For the first 2 questions, what constitutes data quality and how might this quality be assessed, the responses really showed the range of roles that go into the whole idea of data quality. On the topic of what constitutes data quality, the one very strong theme was that it will be very difficult to come to a consensus on a definition of data quality. As one person put it, data quality is one of those abstract phrases that has so many concepts it should be abandoned as conveying an unambiguous meaning. Regarding how data quality might be assessed, many ideas emerged about this as well. One of them was that many people said that scientific context is a good indicator of a good way to assess the data quality, as is intended use. So the quality of metadata can be determined by intended use. And as one respondent put it, data from a sensor that has a lot of noise in the signal might be considered to be of poor quality to the person researching the physical object for which the sensor is measuring. But for somebody looking at the signal to noise ratio of that particular sensor, the data might actually be of good quality. So intended use. Disciplinary standards were also mentioned as good indicators of data quality. Expert knowledge was considered to be a requirement for evaluating data quality. People also noted that data centers with their links to the research community were probably in the best position to assess data quality. And the idea of peer review came up several times, although respondents did acknowledge that peer review of data is a very complicated issue. And finally, metadata and documentation came up as good ways to assess quality. People noted that high quality metadata can be an indicator of high quality data. And they also said that good documentation of the methods used to generate the data can help users assess the data and determine whether it is reusable in their context. Now, the third question, what is DataCite's role in ensuring data quality, also brought out a couple of very prominent themes. One was that many respondents said that DataCite had no direct role in in ensuring data quality, and that DataCite's role was should be limited to assigning digital object identifiers. One respondent said that it would be inappropriate for data site quality standards to usurp those of scientific communities and the data centers. But respondents also said that data site did have a role in ensuring that data centers and repositories have procedures in place to ensure data quality. And then there was the whole idea of whether DOIs actually indicate quality at all. Several respondents made the analogy that just as an ISBN is no indication of the quality of a book, nor is a DOI an indication of the quality of the data. And another theme that emerged was that DataCite does have a role in ensuring metadata quality. Respondents characterized metadata quality as being consistent, and as having the URLs updated as required to ensure the permanent access to the data. And they also noted that standardized metadata would enable discovery. And that is all I have to say about the data survey. We have a draft final report with a number of recommendations, which I won't be sharing with you today because I'm only going to present them to the DataCite membership tomorrow. But once the report is final, we'll be posting it on datacite.org, and we'll be sending out a notice to everybody to let them know that it's available. And once again, I really want to thank everybody who responded to the survey. Very, very helpful comments. And there's my email address. Thank you.